Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
It's the end of July, the beginning of August, which means that students are getting ready to go back to school, and all of the freshly graduated high school students are ready to go off to college.
Off to college.
And today's podcast is a bit of a heads up, a little bit of a cautionary tale about college. And their use of a very common medication that college students use to help with studying.
This probably started in high school. Kids who are prone to do it probably started in high school. But when your children go off to college, one of the many things that they're going to be mm-hmm. introduced to, we could do a week on what they're going to be introduced to. One of the things they're going to be introduced to is the idea that if they want to improve their performance on a test or a paper, or they need to stay up late, mm-hmm. that one of the little enhancements that they might consider mm-hmm. is to ask their peers, classmates, friends, associates, who has Adderall, mm-hmm. ADDERALL. It's a stimulant medication mm-hmm. prescribed for ADHD. Mm-hmm. And students go off to college, and many students will have prescriptions for Adderall. And students have learned over time to share it or to sell it.
Right.
You know, that you can sell those pills for people will pay $20 for mm-hmm. one of the pills. And so many students sell the pills to others. But students take them with the understanding, I almost said mistaken belief. Well, I'm ready to say mistaken belief mm-hmm. that if they take these medications, it will enhance their performance.
Right. Okay.
That's the notion.
Right.
If I take this prescription medication, it will help me study and it will help me perform better on a test or a paper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that we were taught, at going through graduate school mm-hmm. and everything as recently as, you know, within the last decade or so,
mm-hmm.
that was the case. That you know, these medications, stimulant medications, while it could lead to other issues in those who were taking it that didn't have ADHD, like addiction issues and things like that, mm-hmm. it would improve attention and focus and memory capacity and some of those kinds of things in individuals whether they had ADHD or not.
Right. The common lore is that, well, if you really want to do better, take this magic mm-hmm. pill and it will make everything better. It'll make you learn faster. It'll keep you more alert. It'll make you learn better. It'll make you perform better.
Right.
It's sort of this magic elixir
that
will make everything better. And you only need to take it when you have an exam or something, in and out of your body, which is true, in and out of your body in a few hours.
Right.
And the benefits are many.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but there was recently a study completed. There was the link is in the show notes to an article in Attitude, ADDITUDE. It's an online magazine all about attention deficit mm-hmm. disorder.
It's a reputable publication, too.
It's been around for a long time.
Good.
And it's entitled, New Study, Adderall Effects Detrimental to Students Who Don't Have ADHD or Students Without ADHD.
Right. This article caught my attention for two reasons. Number one was the word detrimental. So, whoa.
That's a tough word.
Right. What does this mean? The other thing was, when I read that the study was done by faculty at the University of Rhode Island and Brown University.
Yeah.
Brown University, I don't know as much about Rhode Island. Brown University is one of the top tier institutions in the country. And nobody at Brown would put themselves out there. First of all, you know it's going to be a well-done study, carefully executed study, very thoughtful, very well-designed, and very carefully executed. You also know that people from Brown don't produce shoddy results.
Right.
So when I saw that it was from Brown and I saw that the word detrimental, I thought this looks like it's worth reading. After I read it, I thought this is something we need to share with our listeners.
Right. Yeah. Brown has a really strong psychiatry, the vision of psychiatry and mental health mm-hmm. and behavioral medicine. And so, yes, this is a it's a good, you, right. you know, it's going to be good work. Mm-hmm. So in this study, and it's a relatively small study,
right.
but what they found was that individuals that, who don't have ADHD, college students,
right.
who don't have ADHD, mm-hmm. but use Adderall as a way to, purportedly to help with, you know, all those things that we're already talking about, there were actually limitations. It actually resulted in a detriment, as the title suggests, in their some of their working memory, some of their focus, and their recall, and some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, not only did it not help very much, but it actually may have had, the medication may exert, and I say may because the study was a small sample, mm-hmm. and more research needs to be done. But it may have a detrimental effect on memory,
right.
okay, which would not be unusual, because if it stimulates you a little too much, it could interfere with memory functions,
right.
you know, as we know. Increased anxiety leads mm-hmm. to decreased memory functions. But they actually studied quite a few things. They studied memory. Mm-hmm. They targeted reading comprehension. Does mm-hmm. it help you with reading comprehension? Sustained attention,
right.
does it keep you focused and sustained? Impulsivity and executive function. And I think the main executive function, I think, was memory, was mm-hmm. working memory. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it studied a number of abilities. The one thing that it seemed to do was it did improve attention.
Right, which is what we've been told.
Which would not be surprising.
Right, we've been told that stimulant medications will improve attentional capacity right. in individuals whether they have ADHD or not.
Right. It's easier to focus. It's easier to stay focused mm-hmm. on what you're doing. You're less prone to be distracted. Mm-hmm. So it probably does do that. Mm-hmm. But according to this study, it does little else.
Right.
It really didn't improve reading comprehension. Mm-mm. It didn't improve anything else that they studied, impulsivity and all that. But the most surprising study was the detrimental effects it had on working memory.
Right.
And I think their working memory task sounded like a digit span task.
Right.
It sounded like they were giving a series of digits, mm-hmm. which always bothered me, because a digit span test is not about numbers. It's
right.
a word list.
Right.
Because numbers are, when they're spoken, they become words.
Right.
So you say 3, 6, 7, 2, 5. Those are words.
Mm-hmm.
Not you might think numbers, but mm-hmm. you're hearing words.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually remembering a word list.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with your math abilities.
Right.
It has something to do with your ability to remember a series of words.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the task they used to
right.
test short-term memory. And they found decrements in short-term memory, mm-hmm. which would be a problem, because while you have increased attention,
mm-hmm.
you may not remember as well
right.
as you think you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they also found that it had some concerning results as it relates to emotions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Their ability to recall sort of past experiences mm-hmm. or to reflect upon past experiences.
Right.
Their activated emotion and sort of what they refer to as autonomic activity.
Right.
And so we're talking about some biological
physical
things.
Yeah, yeah, physical. Blood pressure and heart
right.
rate. Does
right.
increase your heart rate.
Right.
I mean, there are people who can't take even if they have ADHD, they can't take stimulant medication
right.
because they already have high blood pressure, or they tend to have rapid heart rate,
right.
Tachycardia.
Right.
So, yes, it did increase both of those. So, if your kids are high school age,
mm-hmm.
or if they're going off to college,
right.
Keep an ear to the ground on this one, because
right.
it seemed like a benign
mm-hmm.
harmless thing to do,
mm-hmm.
To take your roommate's Adderall. It may not be.
Right.
It
may not be benign, and it may be counterproductive to what
right.
they're actually trying to
yeah,
use it
to
for.
To what they're trying to achieve. And
yeah.
then you get into the other issue of staying up all night, you know,
mm-hmm.
something, it's sort of a freshman ritual, you
right.
know, you're suddenly allowed to stay up all night. Although that's not new, there are high school students
mm-hmm.
doing that now. It used to be a college rite of passage, but
yeah.
now I think more and more high school students are staying up all night. But try to encourage your kids to live a healthy life
right.
rather than cramming and, you know, forcing these things to happen, especially with the enhancement of these prescription medications. It might
yes.
not be good for you.
Absolutely so. All right.
So give them a warning.
Absolutely. So that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.